talk of an event that is one of the most important events we ever have for the city of Detroit specifically, for the entire state of Michigan, and for the entire auto industry worldwide. I'm not making too big a deal of it because our North American International Detroit Auto Show is held in high regard. And one of the reasons is the executive producer of the North American International Detroit Auto Show, who happens to be the executive director of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, DADA, and that's Rod Elberts. And Rod, good morning, and I'm just going to say this at the top here. I don't think people understand what you have gone through and guided us through over the last 3 years to keep our auto show alive at times when others have been dropping like flies around the world. And I'm glad you brought along Thad Zott, too, who's worked so hard, now chairman of the 2023 North American International Auto Show, which, of course, is the North American International Detroit Auto Show. Good morning, Rod, and good morning, Thad.
Morning, Paul W. We appreciate that. And we've all been through a lot the last 3 years, but, you know, we're excited where we're headed. We're rebuilding, reimagining what the show needs to be. And things have changed in the industry and the world, and we're a part of that, too. And we're excited about where it's headed. Thank you.
And, Thad, I know that you have been hanging in there, so to speak, and doing all the hard work that you've done behind the scenes long ago in the process of knowing you would be chairman. You couldn't have guessed that we would go through what we've gone through in the last 3 years.
No, good morning, Paul W. Again, thanks for having us, and we certainly appreciate all your support over the years from this wonderful show we have in our city that we're so proud of. But yeah, it's been a wild 3 years of reimagining. Like Rod said, a lot of obstacles that we've had to kind of maneuver through and reimagining we all have had to do. But you know, this has been a wonderful show for so many years. We've had so many fantastic leaders and mentors before us, so we have a lot of experience to lean on from past chairmen, et cetera, and certainly Rod has been through a lot as well. So wonderful leadership, and I think we've really gotten a great formula, and I'm very, very excited with where we're headed as well.
And I'm excited getting this sneak peek that we're now going to reveal to our listeners as you are announcing new experiences, more brands, an EV track, inaugural global forum, and the show returning to Detroit September 13th through the 24th. Rod Elberts, take us through the highlights.
Well, I think it's first important to remind people that we had the show in January for so many years, you know, in meetings that we've had with the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan, everybody wants to show off Detroit and Michigan and what we have to offer and what mobility is and where it's headed. And we have such a strong base here of startups and technology and engineers. We're taking the show a whole new direction that will put people in the cars so they can ride in the cars and drive the cars, depending on if it's indoor or out. But we have to give people experience, the consumers a chance to get in the cars, because it's a new day, it's a new era. Electrification is something we all have to get used to, and it's going to be a part of our future. But Thad, you want to say a few words on that?
Well, I'll just add that, you know, last year I think we learned a lot moving the show to September. One, that we have to scream September, an awful lot for people to understand after 30 years we're moving from January to September. So hopefully we can, you know, gain some momentum in the second year with having the show in the same month again. And, you know, the other, I think, big factor we learned last year was, you know, certainly the city is amazing and it's an incredible backdrop with our plaza on the riverfront and Huntington Place. And I think it's just the perfect spot for an event like this. And we did a lot of things that I think were out of the box last year to bring excitement and energy to the show. But the one thing I think we really learned from last year's show is the cars are the stars. And, you know, the event is wonderful and great, but the cars are really what bring the energy and the excitement. And we worked really hard, I think, over the last year, really pushing to get more brands, like you said, Paul, to the show in 2023. And, you know, after a lot of hard work from Rod and our board, you know, we're going to be able to double the brands we had from last year. So we're going to have over 25 brands represented at the show this year. And so we've worked extremely hard on achieving that goal. And that was one of our primary focuses for 2023.
Well put, that and Rod too. The fact that the Detroit Three has seemingly recommitted with all brands participating is not something that we take lightly. It's extremely important. By the way, we can't take the auto industry for granted. Being in Michigan and staying right here in Detroit, that is extremely important. But as you say, Thad, they're all in. They've doubled the number of brands participating. Tell me about the Powering Michigan EV Experience Indoor Track.
Yeah, we are really, really excited about this. In fact, when we came up with this idea of putting an indoor track that you can drive EVs on the main floor, it was actually a wonderful recruiting tool to get some engagement from some manufacturers that maybe we have not seen on the show before, or maybe, in fact, we've never seen on the show floor in our past. So it really created a high level of energy because, you know, as we transition into this EV world or hybrid technology, there's a lot of people that are still, I think, hesitant, in particular in our region. And it's just a wonderful way for these manufacturers to showcase their technology and I think get consumers much more comfortable with, you know, I think maybe having the idea of getting an EV. You know, I hear a lot of times in our region that we have cottages and we tow boats and we have all this stuff that we like to haul around. But I think what we'll see in our area in particular is, you know, you have that big SUV with a V8 that you take up north and you tow your boat or your toys. But that second vehicle that you want around town with in the household could be potentially an EV or a hybrid. And so I think people are becoming more open to that, but this track is going to give them an experience to get into the vehicle and experience an EV or a hybrid and feel, you know, the new technology and the performance of those. And so it's going to be very, very exciting. We're going to have 15 vehicles on that track. Mm. All of them will be different models, so it's going to be very exciting.
That's very exciting, and it will go far in getting people who are nervous or scared even of getting an EV. It'll help them better understand just how great those EVs are right now. Multiple vehicle debuts confirmed, just like the good old days. More street course ride and drives, just like the new days. And it's all at Huntington Place in Detroit. Kicking off with a media day on Wednesday, September 13th. The show opens to the public Saturday, September 16th through Sunday, September 24th. It's great. It's wonderful. More information available at NAIAS.com, as in North American International Auto Show.com, NAIAS. And, of course, we're now calling it the North American International Detroit Auto Show. And I want to thank Thad Sott, the chairman of the 2023 show, and, of course, Rod Elberts, who once again, behind the scenes, running everything for the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, the DADA, as the executive director and the executive producer of the North American International Detroit Auto Show. Thanks, Thad. Thanks, Rod.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you guys.
We continue.